34. All praise and glory be to God, who through the power of his might hath delivered his creation from the nakedness of non-existence and clothed it with the mantle of life. From among all created things, he hath singled out for his special favour the pure, the gem-like reality of man, and invested it with a unique capacity of knowing him and of reflecting the greatness of his glory. This twofold distinction conferred upon him hath cleansed away from his heart the rust of every vain desire, and made him worthy of the vesture with which his Creator hath deigned to clothe him. It hath served to rescue his soul from the wretchedness of ignorance. This robe with which the body and soul of man hath been adorned is the very foundation of his well-being and development. Oh, how blessed the day when, aided by the grace and might of the one true God, man will have freed himself from the bondage and corruption of the world and all that is therein, and will have attained unto true and abiding rest beneath the shadow of the tree of knowledge. The songs which the bird of thine heart hath uttered in its great love for its friends have reached their ears and moved me to answer thy questions and to reveal to thee such secrets as I am allowed to unfold. In thine esteemed letter, thou hast inquired which of the prophets of God should be regarded as superior to others. Know thou assuredly that the essence of all the prophets of God is one and the same. Their unity is absolute. God the Creator saith, "There is no distinction whatsoever among the bearers of my message. They all have but one purpose. Their secret is the same secret, to prefer one in honour to another, to exalt certain ones above the rest, is in no wise to be permitted. Every true prophet hath regarded his message as fundamentally the same as the revelation of every other prophet gone before him. If any man, therefore, should fail to comprehend this truth, and should consequently indulge in vain and unseemly language, no one whose sight is keen and whose understanding is enlightened would ever allow such idle talk to cause him to waver in his belief. The measure of the revelation of the prophets of God in this world, however, must differ. Each and every one of them hath been the bearer of a distinct message and hath been commissioned to reveal himself through specific acts. It is for this reason that they appear to vary in their greatness. Their revelation may be likened unto the light of the moon that sheddeth its radiance upon the earth. Though every time it appeareth, it revealeth a fresh measure of its brightness, yet its inherent splendour can never diminish, nor can its light suffer extinction. It is clear and evident, therefore, that any apparent variation in the intensity of their light is not inherent in the light itself, but should rather be attributed to the varying receptivity of an ever-changing world. Every prophet whom the Almighty and peerless Creator hath purposed to send to the peoples of the earth hath been entrusted with a message and charged to act in a manner that would best meet the requirements of the age in which he appeared. God's purpose in sending his prophets unto men is twofold. The first is to liberate the children of men from the darkness of ignorance and guide them to the light of true understanding. The second is to ensure the peace and tranquility of mankind and provide all the means by which they can be established. The prophets of God should be regarded as physicians whose task is to foster the well-being of the world and its peoples, that through the spirit of oneness they may heal the sickness of a divided humanity. To none is given the right to question their words or disparage their conduct, for they are the only ones who can claim to have understood the patient and to have correctly diagnosed its ailments. No man, however acute his perception, can ever hope to reach the heights which the wisdom and understanding of the divine physician have attained. Little wonder, then, if the treatment prescribed by the physician in this day should not be found to be identical with that which he prescribed before. How could it be otherwise, when the ills affecting the sufferer necessitated every stage of his sickness a special remedy? In like manner, every time the prophets of God have illumined the world with the resplendent radiance of the day star of divine knowledge, they have invariably summoned its peoples to embrace the light of God through such means as best befitted the exigencies of the age in which they appeared. They were thus able to scatter the darkness of ignorance and to shed upon the world the glory of their own knowledge. It is towards the inmost essence of these prophets, therefore, that the eye of every man of discernment must be directed, inasmuch as their one and only purpose hath always been to guide the erring and give peace to the afflicted. These are not days of prosperity and triumph. The whole of mankind is in the grip of manifold ills. Strive, therefore, to save its life through the wholesome medicine which the almighty hand of the unerring physician hath prepared. And now concerning thy question regarding the nature of religion. Know thou that they who are truly wise have likened the world unto the human temple. As the body of man needeth a garment to clothe it, so the body of mankind must needs be adorned with a mantle of justice and wisdom. Its robe is the revelation vouchsafed unto it by God. Whenever this robe hath fulfilled its purpose, the Almighty will assuredly renew it, for every age requireth a fresh measure of the light of God. Every divine revelation hath been sent down in a manner that befitteth the circumstances of the age in which it hath appeared. As to thy question regarding the sayings of the leaders of past religions, every wise and praiseworthy man will no doubt issue such vain and profitless talk. The incomparable Creator hath created all men from one same substance, and hath exalted their reality above the rest of his creatures. Success or failure, gain or loss, must, therefore, depend upon man's own exertions. The more he striveth, the greater will be his progress. We fain would hope that the vernal showers of the bounty of God may cause the flowers of true understanding to spring from the soil of men's hearts, and may wash them from all earthly defilements.